trying to put the bedroom.
Okay.
Just the frames.
Mm-hmm.
Just only the design for the drawings. The drawings here. The vase, maybe. He's on a special sign, you know, number 11.
Okay.
The vase between. The Tibetan part of it. So it's not people. No, it's just love. And the Tibetan did print and make a small copy. It's going to be a small copy. Because the Tibetan has not been able to do it. So Mandelma. So, here I can record the detector, Thomas giving the interferer. So, so you read the, by drawing the Zen mandala and then giving the session, then in its preparation, examining the earth, taking the earth, purifying the earth. So those things have been done. It's a preliminary for the drawing the mandala of the deity, Sand mandala of the deity. The Zen mandala is if the person who responds to that, if there's a world, is supposed to be crushed jewels, you know. It's supposed to be crushed jewels, and then you draw the mandala. So the whole idea is to collect most extensive merit. More expensive, it is more merit. So I think generally what is done is color the sand and then draw a mandala. Yeah. But if it's possible, then, you know, if the person has wealth, they crush the jewel and draw the mandala, send mandala, the date. So, however, so here, the does not require those things, because those preliminaries doesn't need here the painted mandala. See here, initially it's done like that. So so to do the preparation, to do the disciple preparation, then the there's permanent preparation that Punda Lama said during Sadhana present of us. Preparation for earth goodies and asking for permission, and then Mandala did the preparation, then the preparation of bath, so now the preparation of disciple. So before that, I'm talking about giving Pama to the individual who said, interfere to grant or to receive the preparation for the generous daughter, so you have to get initiation for that. Generate compassion towards sentient beings, in time of all mental illness, other way. So those who are familiar with this practice, then you can include giving tama to the interferers or who interfere to do the practice during this time, during this retreat time. those interferers who interfere to do practice during this retreat. So they received the oceans of uncontaminated nectar and fully satisfied and caused them generate bodhicitta, loving kindness, compassion toward Buddha in their heart towards not only towards you, but towards not only towards oneself, but towards all the sentient beings. So, so normally when we do this kind of pujas, giving tama or giving lu, not a for a sick person, you make a kind of model, or you make a substitute. You see, with the dope, you make a you know, with dope, you make a person shape, a representative of that person who's sick. So then you give the then you say those words, and the person very glorious, very glorious looking, and well dressed, and with all the rich ornaments, and not just one but numberless, and with all the like supermarket or the like department store like that, have like a city, you know, all the things what they need. So all the enjoyments, like a city, oceans of nectar, or you know, so like various enjoyments, say like city, not city like city. But I think probably my imagination like city. And not a city around, city or city. So city, probably. Anyway, city is also for some Sanskrit for realization term. So I have so you know, like city, so vast, enjoy. So they receive, and they receive, and they fully satisfied. But that's a very important meditation. They received like ocean from nectar, like that, you know, enjoyment. You see, and very enjoyment, then fully satisfied. That's very important. more you can think of that, then can affect much more to the to let go of the, harming those spirits, you know, harming the different types of spirits, harming to that person. For the it helps them to free the person, you see, to let go. So that, that's it. According to Vishnu's song, which is advisor, who is very expert in all this. Almost 100 times the Ratvi pujas. That in Buddhist vow, you see, if you have power, then, you know, if you have the capacity, then you must do those wrathful activities. And you heard that. So this, to split the consciousness of that being, that evil being who could a lot of harm to others, to the holy beings, or, you know, to the teaching of Buddha, to many sentient beings. So, through the very, very stable, firm meditation, generation stage, you see, our meditation, that's our deity, you know, very firm, stable concentration, then of course, if that practitioner has completion stage realization, then of course, then it is much more powerful, like clear light, illusory body, those realizations. Those sorts of meditators are very qualified to do this, to split these wrathful actions, split the conscience of the person from the body, and transcend in the pure land of the Buddha, where the being can become enlightened. So rather continuously committing late karma, having so many sentient beings, and others have to suffer so much. So, I remember when the last time, maybe the last time, or when Sona Songbush was there, the first Dhamma celebration, that which beginning to initiation and teachings, then gave, I think, commentary on the Hirukabodhi Mandala, and gave also Kriya Samaja initiation. I think maybe also commentary, I don't remember now. at that time, or the very last time when Lamaji was at Dharamsala. So, there was Lama Gyupa Thupten Dorje, who did 3 years with Samaja retreat at Dushita. Then since from that time, he became caretaker of the altar in the different rooms. The main room where our Lama's master, Rudguru, his own Changbuji, lived for 7 years. That big room, all the new, also the new house, where there's a more sixth high to a deity, where Lama used to retreat that room. So he became, this Lama Gyupa Thupten Dorje, he became caretaker of the offerings, to do the water bowl offerings and the, you know, and other things there. Dushita Retreat Center. So, Lama told to Lama Gyupa that his subtle mind you know, I said, I can go in with my subtle mind to in your room and I can kill you. You know, Lama said that to him. with a subtle mind, I can go in your room and, you know, I can kill you. usually, you know, Lama won't express, he won't express his realization to just common people, but it's only certain, very close, certain specific person. The capacity the Lama has is true. But it's expression to kind of say, the Lama Jiva, that anyway, so like that. So those meditators, such as like those yogis, they can come see, with subtle mind, see, you know, can they can watch or can go say, other people's houses. can do, you know, various activities. It is also said that the meditator who has achieved illusory body, then they communicate other meditators, yogis, who has achieved the illusory body. So the illusory body, you see, they can communicate. So they can, it seems, they can meet each other, you know, like that, see with the illusory body. I mean, this has all the practices of what it can do, you see. then, of course, it's not just the general situation, this, you know, having clear-eyed illusory body, but of course that's based on purest motivation, bodhicitta realization as a foundation preliminary. So it's all done out of that, with that. So there's no risk of ego doing those things, doing those activities with ego, or then with, well, of course they become non-virtual because they have the ego. You see. So like that. So, bodhicitta and the right view. You see, before that. You see. So, then bodhicitta is based on preliminary. Bodhicitta is renunciation. So, without that, you can't bodhicitta. So, all these principal aspects of path from that, you see, is the foundation, is preliminary. So you can see the mind is already has a tamed into renunciation, tamed into bodhicitta, tamed into say right view, you see. seeing things empty. Realizing empty, so then because of that realization, then you see things are like dream. Things are not dream, but like dream. As an illusion, see. So that. Like, Like after you cross the sand, then when you look at the back, you see the hot sun beam, sun, you know, light hits on the or the sand. Then you have appearance of water, but you have full definite understanding that there's no water because you came through that. So it's just sand and the sunlight hit on that. So you have appearance of water, but you don't have, but you don't believe that it's water because you have full definite understanding that there's no water there. there's no water there at all. So like this example, you have realization. I say the things are empty of existing from the other side. So you have that definite understanding, realization. So that even things appear as truly existent, but you don't have the, you know, grasping, you know, that's true. So. And then maybe for the meditator who attend those five parts, then it seems maybe there's the meditator. Even the other being, what everyone says not, but since there's still not possible, so grasping like we have, but maybe there's some subtle ones. Accept the subtle ones. So, in the case of some song, did splitting consciousness of the other person, who was evil being, harming to many sentient beings, or even did harm. Hundreds of times. So Rinpoche did, Rinpoche said that. So, but nothing, usually that kind of action is very, if you see, of course, if you don't, if your motivation are pure, then it's very dangerous. That can very harmful. To oneself, and in case then of course if the motivation is pure, then if it's ego, then no different from black magic. You kill people with the black magic. See. So, even use mantras or the tantric mantras. However, so also can, I mean, if it's really killed, then you lose the vows as well. So, anyway, it's very harmful to the person who does this wrathful type of wrathful. To split consciousness from the body. So, that person who does that, doesn't have, it's like his own song, but that they can't harm. So we're saying that he did about a hundred times like that, but nothing harmed him. Unable to harm him. Normally this got very risky for the person who acts as the vajra, the master who doing the wrathful action. not well qualified or something. to risk his life. Not that life, risk life shifting or So that's part of samaya, that's part of the Buddhist vow, that if you have question that means very harmful, harming many sentient, harming the teaching Buddha or holy beings, and you have capacity to to tame, to subdue, split consciousness from the body, and to to stop continuously engaging, in the karma, harming so many beings, and so many beings receiving harm. So that. So let me say, so who's the most qualified or more successful in the various activities of tantric activities like this to benefit for some beings. So you say advice. So one wanted this puja like that to that meditation is very important. Like to visualize and they're fully satisfied and so happy and like that. And not only that, but generate bodhicitta, loving and compassion toward bodhicitta, towards others and beings. And whenever we do puja, even though who sponsor? It's the one person, one person will see, you're doing puja. But always is important to even though who asked or who called, who asked to do the practice puja, one person, but from one side, all the time include the sentient beings. Not just only doing for that one person. Always include the number of sentient beings, who need. Number of sentient beings who need this puja. So if on the side, reciting 21 Dhar praises, or you were doing a medicine with the puja, or Shivareva puja, Gekhto, or any of these. So, always include others who even, numberless enemies, who even need this puja, I'm doing this for them. So that's so you collect numberless merit from that, and your time that you spend become, you see, most productive. So not only benefiting to that one person, or sick or dying, whatever, but benefits numberless enemies. So many others. So even though they didn't ask you, but from your side, you dedicate to everybody, to all those who need. So it's and sort of a part of the say, Buddhist practice and all that.
Jungwa
이제 So this prayer, the Gyatso, it is very profound meanings about emptiness. So however, Jawajasu is a mother tongue child. So therefore, when you spring the water from this spring water to the trauma, so you do you sprinkle the water towards the left side, so that going to mother tongue side. So for the tongue, you spring the water from the vase, from the action vase, towards the right side. So according to Gomoro Mishe, I want to go from receive some teachings. There was a big plan to receive many sets of initiations, but however, it didn't happen, unfortunately, so I didn't get to go to Italy. So I received two initiation and then have some comment on the succession of God, something that, and then three pieces apart in one, within 2 hours, something that. There was a retreat happening at Tushita. I don't know which retreat. There was a Vyasa Maja or one of the. So anyway, they need to initiation, but I haven't done a retreat. So fortunately, a little bit happened, suddenly came to Tushita. So Rinpoche came to see some Ling Rinpoche's holy body. So Rinpoche passed away maybe 20 days, I'm sure. So Rinpoche came suddenly to repair homage to my offering to the Ling Rinpoche's holy body. So before that, I made a request for the initiations. There are many sets of initiations. So, So imagine Machu Picchu, so then there is city journey session, and so request to Mr. Trugil explain definition of each London realization. So Mr. Trugil went, you know, within 1 hour or 2 hours or something, the tape is apart. Then half commentary of Sri Prabhupada, I had to go to see Sanatana or something that day. So, so anyway, so Mr. Trugil explained that to draw cha in letter cha. So say like this. This one, then you spring on that episode which said. So the Father Tantra, Ma Tantra, when it's part of, if it's a practice, if we practice the Father Tantra, then to sprinkle to the right side, if it's a Mother Tantra, to sprinkle the left side, that's the concrete session which is advice. So, so here, so you draw like cha, and then, so you draw like cha, like this, the cha is Tibetan cha, not English cha. But not Chinese cha. That's it. It's very cha. So this, so you reduce it like this, then you spring out towards the left side. So same here, Vajra, at the end, after the protection of wind, I think it's like, I forgot. So my saying reminded me. Anyway, so the after the meditation protection will bless you see. The, so for the father, so you do say you do how say the clockwise 2 times. For mother tantra, so you do the anti-clockwise, so 3 times like this. So that's there was a contradiction which is by which is instruction. So the with the first one, Namaswadan, that time there's no bell. With the second, also you the say pacifying with the peaceful first one. Pacifying with peaceful manner. The second, pacifying with the wrathful manner. Then third, pacifying peaceful wrathful manner. So they are like that. So therefore, you when you hold, first one you hold with it, but second one you hold with the threatening mudra, and that time also you bell together. So. I think that's going to I think this lineage Brahmin depends on, I think different lamas thing depend on the native not one thing everybody but different say different lineage or tradition see. So here in the context lineage like that. So here, this one is I thought to remember this story. So his one is home, which is incarnation, was invited in Spain. But I don't know how old. Not older than Lama himself, I think. How old do you think? No, so on which incarnation, how old? Seems Lama also? Huh? Lama also is 19. So on which is 20. Okay. So maybe, I don't know which, I think maybe probably a few years ago, when the so on which incarnation was in Spain, in Madrid, there our center in Madrid, there is one savage Geshe who had been there for so many years, I think maybe more than 20 years old, Sufo traveled around, spent in the all the centers, every year, say, give teachings. I think Rujguru, Rujguru. So, incarnation was invited. So he requested to give long life initiation to the people there. But this is the first initiation. This is the first initiation. Very first initiation. So he was consulting to the Geshe-la, about the ritual part. So he told Geshe what he can remember from past life. Because this is the first time he never did before. Long-life initiation. That's the first time. It wasn't prepared from from the monastery. So anyway, so he told the incarnation told Geshe Tatsu. So incarnation told that he can remember from past life how it was done, the ritual. Said he remembered that with the first Dharma, there's no bell. With the second, there's a bell. You can remember the ritual. You see? So that to mention that. So that's incredible, right? That you can remember the practice, this tradition, the tradition is from, I think, Papanga. So so here, main purpose of granting, taking initiation, the great initiation, okay. the sixth mantra, tantra. So, main for the main purpose of our life, meaning of our life. Not just only to achieve happiness for oneself, to solve only one's own problem, such as that. the meaning of our life what the purpose of our life is to benefit for other sentient beings. To free others from suffering, and to cause happiness to others. So, as far as benefiting for other sentiments, so causing happiness of this life towards others, causing happiness of this life towards other sentiments. Now, more important service than that, with this life happiness is just a very short time happiness. So, more important service than that is causing the happiness of all the coming future lives. Causing happiness, in all the, you see, causing happiness in all their coming future lives. So that's a, long run happiness, in causing happiness in all their future lives. So that's more important service than before. And then more important service than that is a liberated team from the oceans of the samsara sufferings. Including the cause, the delusion and karma, the seed of the delusion, that which is the imprint, the negative imprint. So bringing them in this ultimate, the everlasting happiness. So, by achieving this, impossible for them to rise delusion and again to experience suffering is impossible. So, to bring the sentient beings, other sentient beings, in this ultimate happiness, the liberation, so much more important service for you to offer to oneself, to offer others, and to say more important than the previous ones. That's, you know, more important than the second one. Now, even more important than the third one, that is a sees even the subtle defilements, subtle mistakes of the mind, the subtle negative imprint, that which project the dualistic view, the true existent appearance, the hallucination. So, sees this even the subtle mistakes of mind defilements, bring them in full enlightenment, that which is cessation of all the mistakes of mind and completion of all the realizations. So bring them in peerless happiness. There's nothing more to develop complete bliss. So this is the greatest service, the most important service to other sentient beings. Only after this, oneself having achieved the full enlightenment, then without slightest mistake, then you see, one is able to do perfect will towards all the sentient beings. With the omniscient mind, as one as omniscient mind can directly see every single sentient being, the mind can read and can see the level of intelligence, the merit, karma, characteristics. Then your omniscient mind can directly see all the methods that it fits exactly to every single sentient being on the karma level of intelligence or that without a mistake. So this, in this way, then say, and we have perfect power, and not only the omniscient mind, see the perfect wisdom, not only that, one has perfect power to reveal all the methods that it fits to them, with the holy body, holy speech, holy mind. By manifesting numberless, various forms, so to have with the sabbath, the sambuddhika aspect, the lower, the ordinary Bodhisattvas, Nimanaka aspect, in the aspect of Buddha, still the aspect of Buddha, but Nimanaka aspect, then beings whose mind is more obscured, more ordinary than that, more obscured, more impure, then manifest not in the aspect of Buddha, but in the ordinary form, having ordinary form, having suffering, having delusion, having mistakes in the action, so that, however, so otherwise, Otherwise, the other sentient beings, that those impure, obscure sentient beings cannot see, cannot communicate, they cannot see, cannot receive the guidance, cannot receive teachings directly. So, so man, see, so even in form of animals, so, so according whatever is more beneficial for those sentient beings, king or minister or judge or even punishing or butcher, prostitute or child, or, you know, child, so old person, beggar, rich people, even other forms, the bridge or water, even other forms like that. That happens even before you become enlightened. Those mentors who achieve the path of unification, even they are able to manifest those forms. And they recently gave Sanjay Rinpoche explained in the tantric path and ground. So the mentor who has achieved the path of unification, they're able to manifest like those forms. So the, not only yeah, so no question when you become enlightened. So you have perfect power to reveal all the methods. And not only that, you have compassion, the perfect compassion. Nothing more to develop is compassion towards every single sentient beings. Towards every single sentient beings. So we're able to bring them from happiness to happiness to enlightenment. So that is the main goal of life. This is the main goal of life. Our purpose of our being alive. Why put so much effort, spend so much money, keep our lives so busy? You know, spend so much money to have shelter. For survival, the food, you know, spend so much money for food and for clothing, for all this, for when you're sick, the medical treatment, even if you're not sick, for x-rays to check, to make sure that you don't have a disease, you know. So all this, so much money, unbelievable money spent, and so, however, all this is a each day, each hour, each minute, each second, being human being, purpose that is not the purpose. This one, except this one, to benefit other sentient, liberate a number of sentient from the oceans, from their suffering, and bring them in the full enlightenment. So this is the goal of life. This is the purpose of life. So just one. The ultimate goal of life is one. Not many, just one. So it's just a very clear direction. The life to see. Anyway, so therefore now, say, now. Buddha has revealed the teachings, three levels of three levels of teaching or three levels of path. The less difficult path With that alone, cannot achieve, can, cannot achieve full enlightenment. There's a realization of the renunciation of samsara, which is draw the path to liberation. by following the visible path, that there's wisdom realizing, emptiness, by the room that then wisdom directly perceiving emptiness, that can seize directly the disturbing thought obscuration, and can the one has ceased. The wrong ones, the wrong, say, the intellectual, all labeled the wrong concept on system, then the sometimes born disturbing thought obscuration can remove and can remove and can achieve the liberation. Blissful state of peace for oneself. So the but there's no bodhicitta. So the wisdom, because lack of bodhicitta, so unable to see. Unable to complete the merit of wisdom and merit of virtue. So, the wisdom, without bodhicitta, so wisdom alone, even there's wisdom direct, perceiving emptiness, cannot remove the subtle defilements without bodhicitta. So therefore, cannot do just with that liberation, cannot do perfect work to ascending it. So even though the arhat who has achieved liberation has skies of qualities, psychic powers and so forth, but still there's a subtle defilement. So therefore cannot do the extensive benefit to sentient being like Bodhisattva. Abide in the blissful state of peace for so many eons. for sentient beings. So, therefore, by practicing the paramedhyana path, by practicing the Mahayana path, only then one can cease the subtle defilements, one can achieve full enlightenment, and can do perfect transcendental. Liberating them from the oceans of samsara suffering and bring them to enlightenment. So even the tenth Bodhisattva who are close to achieving enlightenment. Even that has far more greater unimaginable qualities than much more than Arhat. but however, there's possibility of making mistakes and working for simple things. So therefore need to achieve full enlightenment to be able to perfect worship in the midst. So for that, even though you can do that by following the Mahayana, the Paramahansa path, but that text, you see, three kinds of degree. You have to collect the merit to complete the merit, the wisdom, merit, the virtue. It takes three countless great eons. It takes three countless great eons. So that means the sentient beings, the number of sentient beings, they have to suffer for incredible. For incredible, numerous eons, they have to suffer. So basically, longer it takes for you, oneself takes to achieve enlightenment, the numerous other sentiments, they have to suffer longer. So therefore, now, so as I often give this example, how there are so many sentient beings. See, the connection to you, they don't become enlightened until you actualize path. And reveal them Dharma, the unconceivable number of sentient beings who have connection to you. So, for example, in our life, many of us, we have the experience, even though there are Buddhas, there are numbers of Buddhas, Bodhisattvas working for sentient beings, but until that person met you, the person never met Dharma. Until that person met you, the person never met Dharma. Only after that person met you, this is somewhere. And that only after that person is met Dharma. You see, got interest in Dharma, got faith in Dharma. Buddha, Sangha. So only the person then began to practice. So you see, in many of our lives, there's so many examples. The people met Dharma. They didn't meet Dharma before, but only after they met you, then they met Dharma. So you, from this, from this you can understand, can discover that the numberless sentient beings that first connect you, and you see they don't meet Dharma, they don't become liberated from samsara. You see, until until you show yourself extra path and show the path to Ding. So like this. So therefore, one needs to achieve full enlightenment as quick as possible. Can't stand, even one can stand that even one helping. One hot helping or one cold helping, you know, suffering caught in all these ice mountains or ground, like nailed into the shoes. However, you see, one helping suffering, unimaginable, this can't stand even for 1 second. You see, if you think that the one being suffering, so unimaginable. See, it's 1 second. 1 second, they're being suffering. You see, like suffering for eons, or many hundreds of years of eons. So, just think one sentient being. Just think one sentient being, how much is suffering. Can't stand that. It's inherently. So now there are numberless of them in each hot, there is a matter of hot hells in each realm, there are numberless of them. Being alive again, there are numberless. Then black line, numberless. Then gathered and crushed, there are numberless. So in each realm, and eight major quarter, the initial children, they're numberless. Then the six neighborhood held them, each one is numberless. Like the lava, you know, the chura in Tibetan called dog, but extremely hot. So like lava, you know, liquid one is fire. The numberless symptoms are drawn inside that, you know, suffering until the karma finishes. So they're numberless. Can't imagine, see. As well, so 100 ghosts, preta, can't find a drop of water, can't find a spoon of food for hundreds of years, thousands of years. You see, even just one can't stand that. If you don't have any drink or no water for 1 week, this is how difficult is that? No drink at all, and no food. How that is, can't bear that. So for them, 100,000 years can't find. So one, just think one person, how much suffering. if I really think can't stand, need to be liberated as quick as possible, without delay in second. So now the numberless animals, first I can say one animal, how much suffer. So then now, so a human being, one human being. It's a human being now, but it doesn't mean human being every lifetime, forever. This is short time, and the human realm, then I can go down, and all the need karmas collected from the beginning of the birth, and this life not purified, so much not purified, and not finished experiencing. So it's again, I have to suffer for not sure how long, and the maximum number of time, eons. Not sure, can come back to the human genome because it requires living pure vow, pure precepts. You need preliminary, just even have ordinary human body, not perfect human body, just enough to be human being, have inner body. So, completely overwhelmed by delusion and karma. You see, no freedom at all. And so many wrong concepts, hallucinate mind, totally filled wrong concept. And then in the action, desire for happiness, do not want suffering, but in the action, motivation is either ignorance or anger. Ignorance is there, either anger, then usually it's attachment and clinging to this life. So motivation is only non-virtue. 24 hours of motivation non-virtue. So all the actions go on virtue. So constantly creating karma, keeping day and night busy, creating only cause of suffering, not only cause of samsara, but a cause of a lower realm. So that, and tormented by suffering or pain, even the pleasure of the experiences, only some sort of pleasure, which nature is only suffering. If you don't analyze, it appears like, real happiness. But if you analyze, you discover it is only nature of suffering. So, because it's only suffering, so the pleasure that one has labeled and believed doesn't last. It doesn't last. Not only doesn't increase, it doesn't last. And because suffering or pain. So then fundamental suffering, the aggregates of body mind is the nature of suffering. Nature of suffering, because the aggregates is contaminated seed of delusions. So that compounds problems, sufferings, mental and physical suffering this life, and it compounds future life sufferings. So pervasive compounding suffering. The body mind is pervasive compounding suffering. So therefore, there is no one second peace, no pure happiness, no one second. There is no one second peace. Not suffering, not a break, or one second break, not experience suffering or samsara. So however, that's the same in devotion. So in the however, even the formless realm, deva, they are not free from, the pervasive compounding suffering. They are getting the nature of this suffering. So, yeah, even the formless children, those who don't experience suffering of pain and suffering of change, but they are not free from pervasive compounding suffering. So they so unbearable that suffering. So when he may not much suffering, so send to one devil. So that does not place. So therefore, not only liberty from all the suffering causes being nothing at all, but you see, must liberate them from this, all the suffering, these oceans of samsara suffering, and bring them to enlightenment as quick as possible. Therefore, then I must teach enlightenment as quick as possible. So, what am I supposed to do that? It's only if I practice tantra. Then, even tantra, lower tantra, one can achieve enlightenment in one life. Which is, of course, so much quicker to be able to enlighten other sentient beings than the paramedic path. Here, you see, you can achieve enlightenment in one lifetime by achieving immortality, immortal realizations. Then you prolong the life, like for thousand years, the 100,000 years, then able to achieve enlightenment. So now here, so one can still see here the sentient beings have to suffer for a long time. So and see if one practice harsh tantra, mahana tantra, then you can achieve full enlightenment in a few number of years, in a brief lifetime of degenerated time. like military power, like Pujin Chigi Doshi, like Yawa and Sava, those Lama Tsongkhapa disciples. So many happened who achieved enlightenment in a few number of years and a brief lifetime of degenerate time. So, the lower tantra, even practice on that, it doesn't have that great skill. The Mahānanda tantra has the most skillfulness of the quickest way to say one that one can achieve enlightenment quickest among those previous paths, you know. So Because in the highest tantra path, by achieving clear light, you achieve illusory body. So by achieving illusory body, you're able to complete the what takes three countless great eons, like made it in the paramedian part. So here in the highest tantra, you're able to complete so that's how one can achieve enlightenment. You see, in a brief lifetime of the generative time. And the other thing is that only the highest tantra has the method to stop the gross mind, which doesn't go to enlightenment. So to cease that and to actualize the extremely subtle mind, which that's the only mind which goes to enlightenment. To actualize this paramodi, the samat, this tantra wisdom samat, samat from bliss, great bliss. So, to actualize this, which is only the direct cause of Dharmakaya, that's what I meant. Then one is able to achieve from that illusory body, which is direct cause to the Rubhakaya, the holy body. So, so therefore, to be able to practice the highest tantra, the completion stage, the five stages, which is five stages, to achieve this, then one need to achieve the realization, the generation stage. However, to be able to practice this, one need to receive the great initiation, which permits to meditate on this path. Taking the highest tantra, the great initiation, is the door of the sixth mantra, to enter the sixth mantra, vajan. So now here, purpose of taking the great initiation, that's the great initiation, most crucial. How important is, no words, most crucial, that for if one wants to benefit for sentient beings, if one say. So here you can see the purpose of taking initiation is, you see, a reason for compassion, that you can't bear how much other suffering, you know, you want to liberate them as quick as possible, see, bring them to nothing. So, for that reason, then, taking initiation and taking the tantra vows, which only then you are able to have realization of the tantra path. Without living tantra vow, then can't. And also, other reason it is one has the universal responsibility. You have the universal responsibility of each and every single sentient beings, their happiness. You have responsibility to free them from all the sufferings. Yeah, you have responsibility. One reason is because all your past, numberless, from beginningless samsara, from beginningless samsara, all the pleasure, all the happiness, experience. All the happiness from beginningless past life, one receive by kindness of each and every single sentient being. And present, all the happiness, comfort, enjoyment, and all the future comfort, enjoyment, all the happiness, including liberation from samsara, full enlightenment, everything one receives by kindness of each and every single sentiment. So, that most precious, most kind one in one's life, that most precious, most kind one in one's life, each and every single insect, each and every single human being, each and every single precious helpings. So therefore, you see, in one's own life, there's no body to cherish. There's no one, there's no body to cherish. You know, there's no body to cherish other than sentient being. There's no body to work for. That's it. There's no thing. There's no no purpose really. Other than to work for. There's no thing. Purpose. Say. Works other than the works other than the sentient being, working for sentient being, is meaningless. Other than that, is meaningless. No, no point. No, I say meaningless. And what they want is happiness. What they do not want is suffering. So therefore, and what they want is, you see, the happiness, what they want is the longest happiness, highest happiness. So their everyday life is what they're looking for. Even they don't know, even they have no knowledge about enlightenment or path to achieve. However, so therefore, to free them from all the suffering causes, being able to as quick as possible, then I must be as quick as possible, therefore that I'm going to take the preparation, the preparation for the initiation. So the brief the motivation of that, Buddhist motivation. However, Buddha, the special Bodhicitta, first Tantra, so that there's specific some story how the, you know, about this initiation, but it will take time, so so now so now the so now the Indian Express train, not the Australian, not quite. uh,